A local independent Halifax filmmaker is using his skills to educate community members on autism in his latest film, Mixed Signals. We're here today with Thomas Van Kampen. How are you, Thomas?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, Thomas. So can you tell us a little bit about your background and a little bit about Mixed Signals?
Right. Well, I'm a professional 2D animator currently employed at Copernicus Studios, and I have been for coming up on 5 years now, not always at Copernicus, but like hopping from studio to studio. And I'm also a filmmaker, and recently I finished a film called Mixed Signals, a short film. It's about a little robot in a world of robots that comes to find out that he's very different from all the other kids in his class, you know, for a multitude of reasons. He gets easily overstimulated, and he's often confused as a troublemaker for teachers, and he has trouble connecting with all these other kids and so on and so forth. But by learning the truth about what it is and by harnessing the power of communication, it learns that just because it's different doesn't mean it can't live a happy life.
What was your inspiration behind this short film?
Well, there are a number of things. It is very, very heavily based on things that have happened to me in my childhood. So, like, in case there's any confusion, I am on the autism spectrum, and I wasn't diagnosed until I was in grade 6. And so up until then, I just had like a lot of like weird behavioral things with no explanation as to why. And that made making friends with other kids and just getting by in life very difficult, because those were questions about myself left unanswered. And the film is pretty much about that. And the robots thing comes in part from the fact that on more than one occasion in life, I've been called pejoratively a robot. You know, just because, you know, I speak in a certain way, and I don't like, and I used to take things like super duper literally, and just all those things. And I would express myself differently from other people. Yeah, so that's kind of where it comes from. And originally, the idea was going to be about like a robot kid trying to navigate in a life of humans, but I thought that's a little too on the nose and maybe leads too much into the pejorative. So I thought it'd be stronger if like the whole world was robots. So on the surface, he's exactly the same, you know?
And how long did this film take you to make?
Accumulatively, maybe a little over a year. And I should probably clarify on that. So I had the idea for it in 2019, and around like for a couple of years on and off, I was writing a script for it, and I was doing storyboards, and I was pitching it to a bunch of places. And then I didn't really start going on the actual production of it until I want to say either April or May of 2022. I don't remember exactly when that was, but yeah. And then we finished it up around November, so.
And you're also selling t-shirts. When did that start?
Yes, so originally the t-shirts were like incentive for people to support a crowdfunding campaign that I was putting together to like, you know, get some extra material and, you know, you can contribute to the film overall. And then like when the film finished, I was like, well, the store is still up and I don't really want to earn a profit from that. So I thought instead I'll start donating whatever I earn from that to Autism Nova Scotia. I felt that that was the right way to go.
You said you weren't diagnosed until you were grade 6. What are some common misconceptions about autism that you would like to address, you would like the public to know about?
Some common misconceptions. Well, there are some things that we're trying to, that like the autistic community and doctors in general are trying to break down. So like, for instance, what I have specifically used to be called Asperger syndrome. We don't call it that anymore because it turns out the scientist whom that was named after was a Nazi, so we don't want to do that anymore. And The other thing is we're trying to avoid terms like high functioning and low functioning, because it gives the impression that some autistic people are quote unquote better that are more palatable than others, I guess. When the truth is, it is a vast spectrum and every autistic person is different, and they can be amazing at some things that the others aren't, and they can really struggle at some things that others aren't, that they can't. So for instance, I have a niece who's also autistic, but we are very different. I'm more sociable and I'm easier to, and I'm more like outgoing in terms of like socializing with people, I think, but I struggle with like very, with a lot of like motor skills. So for instance, I don't know how to swim and I don't know how to ride a bike or anything like that, just because like anything like that, I really struggle with. But she, while she's not as social as I am, she is very, very active. She climbs everything. She's super energetic. Like she has no problems with any of that stuff. So.
Where can people find your film?
Right. So currently sharing the film is very selective because I'm still doing a film festival run, and I want to provide incentive for people to support their local film festivals. And I think it makes more sense to do that than to just make it so people can watch it whenever they want. But hopefully it's coming to a festival near you. I did apply to the local Halifax scene, so hopefully it'll show up there. And next week, it's showing at the Toronto Short Festival, and I will be attending that. And yeah, and then once the film festival thing is wrapped up, it's going to be on YouTube for people to watch whenever they want.
Thank you so much, Thomas. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences listening?
I suppose the only thing I really want to say about it is I hope that when people do have the opportunity to watch it, it really connects with them. I hope that for autistic viewers, I hope that they feel heard by it. And I hope that even though it is very much based on my personal experience, I hope that there's some overlap and that they take a lot from it themselves and it really applies to them. For non-autistic viewers, I'm hoping that it really puts you in the shoes of autistic people, and it helps you kind of understand a perspective that you might not have ever been put in before.